Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. Personal safety will be at the center of two classes Nicolet College and Rhinelander will offer multiple times in July and August. One class is a two-hour overview on how to stay safe and defend yourself. The second is a more in-depth four-hour class that will cover the same topics and feature additional demonstrations and hands-on activities. Criminal Justice Services Specialist Tim Gerdman says the first session is geared towards college and high school student safety, such as if they're alone in a parking lot. The second is a personal safety academy focusing on your safety anywhere.
Teach people how to identify and avoid dangerous encounters and discourage an attacker. 90% of the time, or even better than that, that's going to be enough to protect you. It's trying to get people to break their tunnel vision, as it were.
Gerdman says another topic that will be covered is the use of pepper spray.
What we're finding is very few people actually end up using the pepper spray, and more so it's they have it in their pocket and they put their hand on it, and it gives them that prompt to look around and be more aware of their environment and what's going on around them.
The practice pepper spray canister students will use in both academies will contain water and not any actual active pepper spray. The first academy will be held from Wednesdays beginning July 19th at the Birchwoods Center on the Nicolet campus. The four-hour personal safety academy will cover all of the topics above and include more hands-on activities to practice what's presented during the lecture portion of the academy. The second academy will be held Saturdays beginning July 22nd, also in the Birchwoods Center. Youth 14 to 17 years old need parental permission to attend. Gerdman says call him at the Nicolet College campus to register or get more information. And Rhinelander has set a rainfall record. The National Weather Service in Green Bay says the area received the most precipitation on record for April, May, and June. Meteorologist Scott Birchback tells us how much.
Yeah, we had a very wet start to the year. The April, May, and June total was 19.22 inches for Rhinelander. And that did set a record for those 3 months.
Birchback says overall the Northwoods has been well above average for the first 6 months of the year.
It broke out. Northern Wisconsin was definitely the hardest hit for the first half of the year. Looking at June, it was more widespread across the state. Several locations received more than 5 inches of rain, and that extended all the way into upper Michigan as well.
Thunderstorms are in the forecast, and Birchback says the pattern will change by the weekend. A traveling exhibit honoring Vietnam War veterans from Wisconsin is at Art Start in Rhinelander through Friday. The exhibit, Wisconsin Remembers, A Face for Every Name, honors the 1,161 Wisconsin veterans on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Art Start spokesperson Melinda Childs talks about the exhibit.
But it's a series of banners that are up in our community room. They take up the whole room, and they have images and text about veterans throughout the state of Wisconsin, and it's displayed by region, so you can look at your town, and if you are looking for a certain person, you may be able to find them. Otherwise, you can just see kind of the breadth of all of the people throughout the state that have served.
An exhibit host is the GFWC Rhinelander Women's Club. It opens in Wabino on July 8th, Antigo July 11th, Tomahawk July 22nd, and Crandon July 29th. Several veterans organizations and offices also helped bring the exhibit to the Northwoods. Wisconsin Remembers is a project of Wisconsin Public Radio and Television and the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. A webpage dedicated to the exhibit is on Wisconsin Public Radio's website. Wisconsin was the fifth state to find a photo for every resident listed on the Vietnam Wall. And school starts in about 8 weeks, but the Northwoods United Way is hoping local businesses and individuals get going on promotion to help needy kids get school supplies. The Stuff the Bus event is set for August at Walmart in Rhinelander. Northwoods United Way director Nancy Sattler says between then and now, she would like to see the community begin organizing competitions to help local kids.
We're trying to encourage businesses and employees of businesses to have a competition and try and collect more than maybe one of their competitors does, or maybe more than another employee does, and just trying to collect as many school supplies as we can so that every student starting school this year has the tools that they need to succeed. A summer-long competition between some businesses would be great, as well as some of the traffic that we see in our area during the summertime that we don't normally see the rest of the year. I'm just looking for more opportunities to collect as many school supplies as we can.
Sattler says the public can help by picking up some extra school supplies and bringing them to the event August 29th from 2 to 6 at Walmart. She says families sometimes don't have the money to buy enough school supplies for their students. Bowen's Bus Service is donating a bus and Walmart is providing the space. More information is available by contacting Sattler at Northwoods United Way, headquartered in Rhinelander. And your forecast for tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, lows around 64 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely in the late afternoon time, partly sunny skies, highs near 84 degrees. That's your news for this Wednesday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.